Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Portions of Rigs Off the Radio are brought to you by GargleWithGravy.com. It's the gravy you can gargle that's actually good. Mmm, gravy. GargleWithGravy.com. Not a real product, just a website.
The following may contain adult content. Listener discretion is advised.
What you're about to hear is the inside leftovers from Riggs's brain throughout his day.
Since you probably hear everything that happens on the radio,
and this is the stuff that happens off the radio. Rigs Off the Radio. Now here's your host.
It's episode 8 of Rigs Off the Radio. I told you I'd do one every once in a while. So this week I'm going to do it all about skydiving. And I understand you may have hesitation from wanting to jump out of an airplane, but at least give this podcast a listen before you make that decision. Give me 15 minutes of your time. I'll tell you why I got into skydiving. I've talked to some of my friends about why they skydive. I'll show you how, despite what you hear on the media, skydiving is actually alarmingly safe. And we'll talk to who I call the king of naked skydiving, Jeff Dawson.
We just ask that you be naked from neck to knees and wrist to wrist.
Naked skydiving is a thing. Yes, I've done one. I'll tell you all about it here in a second. And you won't believe the streak that this naked skydiving guy, Jeff Dawson, the streak that he has. It is insane. It is over 16 years long. We'll talk about it soon. So give me 15 minutes of your time. Let me tell you about skydiving. And if you're comfortable with it, come make a jump. And if not, hey, we spent an awesome 15 minutes in each other's ears. And it wasn't awkward. Or maybe it was. Before we get to the skydiving, a quick message from our sponsors.
Hey, portion of this podcast brought to you by Boris's Bowling Alley, located downtown. If you're looking to have fun with just two fingers and one thumb, then come to Boris's Bowling Alley. Mention you heard on Rigs Off the Radio podcast, and Boris will give you one shoe for free. You must pay for second shoe. Boris's Bowling Alley. I not give two free shoes. I'm not crazy. Boris's Bowling Alley. Proud sponsor of Rigs Off the Radio podcasting.
We need to change the approval process for these sponsorships. I apologize. So, skydiving. Want to hear one of my favorite sounds in the world? This right here. Listen. Yeah. Yeah. That's the sound of the airplane coming to pick us up. It's just a cool sound. That's what gets me going. And that's the sound you'll hear when you're doing a tandem skydive. A tandem skydive is basically when you're jumping, but you have a certified instructor strapped to your back wearing two very large, very safe parachutes. Now look, I've done 432 skydives as of July 27th of 2018. The person on your back has to have at least 500 skydives, but the guys that jump at Skydive Milwaukee in East Troy, where we go, these girls and guys have tons of skydives, way more than me. Like Rick.
What are we doing? How long have you been jumping?
16 years.
How many jumps?
Over 4,000.
4,000 skydives? You think that's a lot? There's another guy that I jump with, Tim Hoochie. Over 10,000 skydives he has. So you got somebody that knows what they're doing strapped to your back. They're highly trained. Everybody that jumps out of an airplane knows exactly what they're doing. We're all trained. We don't just do this. We do this safely. You might be thinking, why should I make a skydive? So I asked some of my friends who do skydive why they made their first jump. I got all sorts of answers from my friend George.
I was actually watching YouTube and thought it looked cool.
So you went out and did a jump?
Yeah. Signed up for AFF right away.
AFF stands for Accelerated Free Fall. That's the training course that you would go through to become a licensed skydiver and be able to jump out of an airplane with your own parachute and be a solo skydiver all by yourself. Angela, why did you do your first skydive?
It was something I always wanted to do. A friend of mine started jumping, and I saw the change that he went through overnight. So came out, did my first ever tandem, loved it so much. I heard the word same day special, and I was back on a load in 45 minutes.
That's what happened with me. I did a tandem skydive with my wife, Alana, and she checked it off her bucket list. She was done, but I had to keep going. They said same day special, and then I said, here, shut up and take my money. Shut up, here. All right, let's get the awkward stuff out of the way. There is, of course, the risk of death when skydiving. And here's the part where skydiving is alarmingly safe, as far as when you break it down by the numbers. Last year, out of 3.2 million skydives, 24 fatalities. Basically meaning every skydive that I do, I have a 1 in 133,571 chance of dying. And those are all experienced skydivers. I mean, the chances of a fatality on a tandem skydive, 1 in 500,000 over the past 10 years. Fatalities with tandem skydives are incredibly rare. You could die doing a lot of things, though. So yeah, not gonna candy coat it. Skydiving can get a little dicey, sure. You know what? So can riding a motorcycle. You're sitting on two wheels going 75 miles an hour down a road, surrounded by cars that may or may not see you. You want to talk about dangerous stuff? There's lots of dangerous things you can do. It's how you manage the danger in that situation, mentally and physically, that makes it safe or not. As I said, skydiving isn't for everybody. I might spend 15 minutes of this whole podcast, and all you get out of it is just a little bit of entertainment, and that's fine. It's just something I'm passionate about, and I think everybody should make a skydive. You might be wondering, why would somebody keep skydiving over and over and over again? Why do they keep going back?
Well, believe it or not, it actually clears your mind. It's like pure freedom.
It's almost like my brain slows down when I'm in free fall, and I can actually think clearly.
Because there's nothing that can compare to how awesome it is. It's almost like a spiritual event. It is so amazing.
Like the most fun you can have with your clothes on.
Definitely. Definitely.
It's our therapy. When I let go of the airplane, that's all that I'm thinking about is the skydive. I'm not worried about anything else. Nothing at home, nothing at work, nothing about bills, nothing about family stress, nothing at all but that skydive. You're in the moment 100%. When you do a tandem skydive, you're just going to get an insane adrenaline rush. Oh, and don't worry about the heights thing. Everybody worries about heights. It's kind of like zooming in on Google Maps really, really, really fast. But there's different heights. Like, I'm terrified of standing on the roof of a building or on the top step of a ladder. Terrified, because that's perceived height. I can see myself falling from the side of the roof, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. I'm gonna hit the ground. Something's gonna break. That's terrifying. When I jump out of the airplane, I look down. The ground is so far away. I trust myself in my training and what I've been taught to do as a skydiver. You might think when you fall out of the airplane, you're gonna get that pit in your stomach, like when you're on a roller coaster, you know? There's that whole tick, 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 pulling you up the hill. Then as soon as you go over the edge, you get that feeling in your stomach. You don't get that skydiving because you're already traveling in an airplane that's going like 100 some miles an hour. And when you leave, you're going to be falling at about 120 miles an hour. When you're on a roller coaster, you're going from zero to your stomach in the back of your throat. You don't get that with the skydive. You might get it after they pull the parachute, though. That can be fun. And if you're uncomfortable with it, say, hey, let's not do so many crazy turns. So look, we're about halfway through. Have I convinced you to make a skydive yet? All right. Well, maybe some of my friends who I talk to can convince you to make a skydive, because I could tell you till I'm blue in the face. Like my friend Bart.
You know, just to be able to have that life experience, you know, to say that you did it, you know, you need to experience fear at least once in your life, like true fear and true excitement.
I kind of like the way my friend Chris put it. It's almost like he was reading this for a news script or something.
It's one of the last things left in life that requires commitment, absolute commitment. In every other facet of our lives, there's a way to hit the pause button, to pull over, to purchase an insurance policy or an indemnification. Like, it's so easy to just hit the pause button if things are going wrong. But once you leave an airplane, you've left the airplane. Yeah. And I feel like for most people in life, the only times they'll experience that same feeling would be getting married, having a child, buying a house. I think that people who get into sailing feel it when they leave sight of the shore. But the majority of people just won't feel that moment of absolute, unmitigated commitment to something.
He's right, you know. It does require a great deal of commitment. Kind of like taking off all of your clothes and then jumping out of an airplane. Like this guy, Jeff Dawson. I call him the grandfather of naked skydiving, only because he was essentially the only person to recognize naked skydiving, build an online community, and start a whole membership program for SANS.
You've done how many skydives now total?
4,002 skydives.
4,002. By the way, congrats on 4,000.
Thank you.
That you just made.
It was fun.
How many of those without clothes?
743 have been without clothes.
Okay. What made you want to do the naked one?
Traditionally in skydiving, going way back, the 100th jump was made naked. So I made my 100th jump naked, and then I didn't make another one for 3 or 4 years after that. Somebody else's 100th came up, and a young female jump master asked me if I wanted to go along on that jump, and I did. And then a month later, another opportunity arose, so I made another naked skydive. And this jump master had at one time in the past gone a whole entire year with making a skydive every month.
Okay.
And so we decided to pick that up, and we made naked skydives every month for like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
And then she moved away. I just kept doing it.
So how long have you gone now consecutively? How many months? Because I know that's a pretty long-standing record. Last time I checked with you. So it's one naked skydive every month for how many consecutive months?
I don't know the number, but it's 16 years and 11 months.
So for 16 years and 11, almost 17 years, you have made one naked skydive every single month.
At least one naked.
At least one.
Yes.
Every month.
Yes.
I find that fascinating.
Some months it's 10, 15 naked skydives.
So you started the SANS.org.
SANS is the Society for the Advancement of Naked Skydiving.
Yes.
One of the main reasons I started it was because there was nothing like it, and nobody was writing down naked records. In fact, if they're not recorded, how can they be records?
Of course.
So we started this and been keeping track of naked jumping since then. And
when did it start?
About 6 years ago.
How many members do you have now?
Close to 1,000.
1,000. I'm number 0070. And you don't charge anything for this?
Yes, I do. It's $5
okay.
to join.
$5
However,
to join?
If you jump with me, I waive that fee.
I did get that fee waived. Yeah. I was realizing, do I owe you $5?
No.
Because I've done the naked skydive. Can someone make a tandem naked skydive if they
want
to?
For sure. Any naked skydive will get you in.
Anyone?
We just ask that you be naked from neck to knees and wrist to wrist.
Okay.
You are allowed the safety equipment, like the parachute or the harness,
altimeter,
clothes, that type of thing. But.
Shoes, if you want.
Right.
Altimeter.
Correct.
Things to make you feel safe.
Correct.
Say, Jeff, thank you for coming on. Appreciate it, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Now, you don't have to make a naked skydive. I just thought it'd be interesting to introduce you to Mr. Dawson. So there you have it. All about skydiving. I mean, I could break it down and I could talk about skydiving for 45 minutes, but I'm going to bore the crap out of you because you're not a skydiver. You're still a WUFO. Mm-hmm. And we're going to call you a WUFO in the skydiving community until you make a skydive. WUFOs are people that have never made a skydive, but talk about skydiving like they know all about it, or they've got a friend that skydives, or they know all about how this one guy had his parachute that just didn't open and it broke and he died. Those are called WUFOs. Don't be a WUFO. Come on out and skydive with us. And if you don't want to, again, I said that's totally cool. It's not for everybody. I will say I've been in the airplane with many a person doing a tandem skydive. They're always terrified, but every time they land, they're so excited and happy that they did it. So, keep your options open and let me know. Live your life, have fun, and thanks for checking out another podcast, episode 8 of Riggs Off the Radio, all about skydiving. You want to reach out to me? You can always hit my website, riggsradio.me. I put skydiving stuff on there all the time. If you want to come and make a skydive, maybe I've swayed you. I jump at Skydive Milwaukee in East Troy, Wisconsin. So if you want to go, book a jump. Tell them you want Riggs to do your video, and I'll come jump with you if I'm there. Thanks for checking out another episode of Riggs Off the Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day, your night, your evening, your weekend, whatever you're doing. And make good life decisions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.